Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to The Sinner's Guide on member-supported Restoration Radio. I'm your host, Jason Guardiano. Our guest for this series is Father Julian Larrabee of St. John Bosco Roman Catholic Church in Modesto, California. In this episode, Father continues with the 20th to 23rd chapters, concluding the privileges of virtue, starting with the ninth privilege.
The ninth privilege of virtue is the manner in which God hears the prayers of the just. Venerable Lewis starts out this chapter by making us think about the human condition. He says there were two floods in a sense. There was the flood of Noah, a material flood that killed almost everyone. And then he says there was a moral flood, which was much worse and more destructive than the flood of Noah, which was original sin, something that affects every human being in the world. And it robs us of spiritual riches and supernatural treasures. And so every form of misery possible comes from the effects of original sin. Man is fallen. We are much less capable of reaching our end and of living the way we are supposed to. In fact, he quotes the book of Job, and this is a very famous quote. I like to quote it with people a lot, actually, when he said that the life of man upon earth is a warfare. We are constantly fighting against the world, the flesh, and the devil. And even the ancient philosophers could see the effects of original sin, even though they didn't know exactly the source. They could tell that man is fallen. And they said that maybe we should call Mother Nature a stepmother, because nature itself is corrupted and even makes us miserable in some ways. And in fact, the pagan philosophers went so far as to say that maybe it's better not to be born at all, or to die right after your birth because of the difficulties of life. So, now that we think about all these things, our great miseries and needs that we have in this world of all kinds, he says, what do we do about this? What remedy do we have for all these problems? And he says, the great remedy is prayer. As King Joseph had said in Scripture, we know not what to do. We can only turn our eyes to thee, meaning to God. So we are intended to cry out to God for help in all the necessities and difficulties of human life. And God has promised that he will hear our prayers. And God hears and answers in a special way the prayers of the just. So this is such a great privilege that the just enjoy. King David experienced this many times. There are innumerable passages in the Psalms where he talks about the power of prayer and his confidence in God. In Psalm 76, he said, I cried out to the Lord with my voice, and he gave ear to me. In the day of my trouble, I sought God with my hands lifted up to him in the night, and I was not deceived. So when he had no other source of help, there was nothing else he could do, he called out to God for help. And God is the great remedy of all evil. And this is something we always have to remember, that God is invisible, of course, but he is always present. He's present everywhere, and he hears and receives every prayer we send up to him, everything we ever say to him. He is always ready to have compassion on our miseries and to give us what we need if it is something good for us. A lot of times we ask God for things that are bad for us, and so God, being good, doesn't give us exactly what we ask. He gives us something better instead. This is a very consoling thing to think about, that we really need to think about a lot more, in fact, than we do. But think about, what did our Lord say in St. Matthew?